It's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. Butch Morris was beloved by fellow jazz musicians and fans for his ability to conduct improvisation. That might sound like a contradiction, but Morris pulled it off with jazz ensembles and symphony orchestras around the world. Butch Morris died yesterday of cancer. He was 65. Howard Mandel has this appreciation.
Lawrence Douglas Butch Morris was a Vietnam War veteran and an experimental cornetist when he arrived in New York City from California in the early 1980s with his friend, saxophonist David Murray. Together, they came up with a style dubbed Avant Gut Bucket. But in 1985, Morris introduced a new approach to music with far-reaching implications. Conduction, he called it, a method of composing by conducting, using well-defined hand gestures to summon sounds from musicians, singers, and sometimes poets too, as he told NPR's News and Notes in 2008.
I teach a vocabulary to the ensemble, but we don't rehearse the music that we're going to perform. The performance is really an instant composition in many ways. I realized that there was a great divide between what is notated and what is improvised. And I wanted to understand what that divide was.
Seldom using scores or preconceived motifs, Morris constructed spontaneous compositions from what the artists he gathered came up with in response to his cues. Here's Morris in rehearsal, captured in the documentary film about him, Black February, Music is an Open Door.
I need your creative ability and I need some fantasy. The music needs some fantasy. I don't want this to be in any way random. I'll give you information, and as soon as I give you information, you have to put your horns in your mouth or your bow close to your strings, because the next thing that comes is going to be the downbeat, and that's when everything happens.
Morris made music happen with ensembles of every type all over the world, from classical musicians for whom any sort of improvisation was a foreign language, to free jazz musicians who balked at following any rules, to groups that used instruments of their native lands. He didn't care about boundaries or labels.
I'm a jazz musician. I know what I am. Whether the music you think I'm playing or professing is jazz or not is not kind of not my problem. You know what I mean? I'm a jazz musician, and this is what I do. I do conduction. And it doesn't matter whether I do it with classical musicians or jazz musicians or traditional Japanese instruments, Korean instruments, Turkish instruments. It doesn't matter. This is what I do.
When he conducted, musicians poured forth their personal sounds, became expansive upon command, provided counterpoint, recapitulated, and unfolded works that were always fresh, new, and unrepeatable. Even when he wrote beautiful melodies, he treated them as raw materials, useful for orchestration in the moment. His influences spread widely. Today, many musicians try to do what Butch Morris started, though seldom with equal results. For NPR News, I'm Howard Mandel in New York.